Well, good morning. It's 8:47. Time for Ask the Expert on WFIR. Guest this morning, Don Wilson, Evergreen Memorial Trust. Hi, Don.
Good morning, Joey.
Yes, sir. Good to see you. Don, when we were visited a couple of weeks ago, we talked a little bit about your properties being perpetual care. Let's talk a little bit about that. Don, what exactly is perpetual care? And why should it be important to me and my family?
Well, you know, Evergreen was the first to offer perpetual care in the Valley over a century ago. And it's a required contribution to a trust fund. And its intent is to maintain the cemetery in perpetuity. So we'll always be in business and we'll be here for centuries to come. And it's just the peace of mind for folks to know that the graves of their loved ones are going to be cared for in a meticulous manner, just like we do at Evergreen Memorial Trust.
Right. Don Wilson with Evergreen Memorial Trust with me this morning. That leads to the next question, and I think you hit on it a little bit. Is there any chance, though, Don, that the cemetery could be moved or developed? If that's the case, what would then happen to the graves?
Oh, my. We have over 40,000 graves. That would be a huge undertaking, and where would we go?
Right.
So, you know, distinct cemetery property. It's intended to be that way forever. And, you know, golf courses come and go, but cemeteries are forever.
Right. Now, Don, you had a family contact you over the weekend that was selling their lot, got caught up in a Craigslist scam. That actually happened?
Yeah. It was kind of unfortunate. And I was glad that the gentleman emailed me so I could respond to him and said, boy, this sounds fishy.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just kind of a typical Craigslist scam, but, you know, I just urge all of, you know, everyone to be careful. If it sounds too good to be true, it is too good to be true. But the gentleman's moved out of the area and he's looking for an option on what to do with the property that he's got at Evergreen because he lives up the valley and he has some options and he can sell them on Craigslist or assign it to a family friend or another family member or something. He's got some other options. We can use a space transfer, or it's a dollar for dollar credit through our cemetery association. So he could select property where he lives now, and that would be a peace of mind to him. He could, in some cases, we've had families that have extra spaces, and they gift the spaces to a needy family, and we have occasion for that. We're glad to help.
Right. So, again, we're speaking with Don Wilson, Evergreen Memorial Trust, on Ask the Expert, talking a little bit about extra spaces, and that's where the final question will come this morning. As you said, you know, if a family has extra spaces, Don, they don't think they'll use them or relocates, what then becomes of that cemetery lot? And again, what are the options they can talk about with you?
Well, I'd really encourage folks to think about just using that lot. With cremation, some folks think, well, I think I don't need to use the cemetery lot. Well, what are you going to do with the cremains? And we talked about this a couple of weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
Scattering sounds all nice and good, but you know, it's there's a lot of things that go into it. You have to think about who's going to do it, when you're going to do it, who's going to be there, what are you going to say, how are you going to do it.
A lot of planning.
So to use the cemetery lot to keep your family together, if your parents and grandparents are together, why wouldn't you want to be with your family instead of in some unknown, perhaps, place? So really encourage folks to use their cemetery lots.
Okay, Don, so if a listener wants information on what you've discussed today, perpetual care, whatever it might be, information about Evergreen, how can they get in touch with you?
Sure. They can find us on the web at evergreenmemorialtrust.com or call me at my office at 342-2593.
All right, Don Wilson with Evergreen Memorial Trust. We'll talk again in a couple of weeks. Good to see you, my friend.
Great. Look forward to it. Thanks, Joey.
Good morning. It is 8:51. This has been Ask the Expert, WFIR.